Record then. Great. Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiot, and I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 1180250 involving the tow of a vehicle. It is December 4th, 2018 at 2:01 p.m. The appellant, Timothy Jack Ward, is present.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you.
No one is present from the Portland Police Bureau, which is the agency that towed the vehicle or that ordered the tow of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem that they're not here. We have the evidence that they've submitted.
I'll also represent their interests because I have a high regard for them. So.
Great. So we can proceed with the hearing in their absence. I know you came in partway through the prior hearing. I don't know how much of my administrative housekeeping list you heard, but I'll just go through it all again.
Okay.
First of all, did you receive the packet of information that was mailed to you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Great. Is that the best address for us to use for you moving forward?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I will issue a written decision regardless of what I decide today, and we'll mail that to you at that address.
Okay.
So great. Keep an eye out within the next 2 weeks for that decision.
Great.
Did you receive the statement of rights that was in probably the packet that we mailed to you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And were you able to read that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Did you understand all of your rights? Or do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Great. I do want to let you know that this hearing is being recorded. The typical practice is to post a copy of the recording online, which the upside of that is that if you want to go back and listen to the hearing in the future, you can do that. It's easy to do on a computer. The downside is that other people could also listen to the hearing,
yep.
So we give folks the option of opting out of having it posted online. Do you have a preference?
You can do whatever you want. There's probably one detail that I'll leave out and explain why if you're curious why I'm leaving it out, but
okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I would ask if there's a private or confidential detail, because it will be a public
Correct.
Recording, to leave that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will post it online. It will be up probably within the next 48 hours.
Right. If I could jump to the chase, I can probably say what I'm anticipating or thinking of, and that is the name of the person that I was going to help.
Okay.
We work with refugees, and I try to not... mention names if not necessary.
Yeah, I don't think that will be relevant to
okay.
the tow, so we can
leave
that out. All right, great. So the hearing will be posted online. And you picked up the packet from the window that included the exhibits from
yes.
the city? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see anything in the packet that was included by mistake that was completely irrelevant to your vehicle?
No, I don't think so. It looked sort of kosher. I didn't see anything surprising.
Okay. Great. We can talk about the exhibits in a few minutes, but I'm just going to go ahead and admit them all into the record. So exhibits 1 to 11 will be part of the record, and that means that I can rely on those exhibits when I'm making my decision. Did you bring any additional documents with you that you'd like to have me consider?
I have just the letter that I sent originally,
okay.
and that's what I'll use just to reference what I say to you. It'll help me to remember the details.
Okay.
But that's
great.
It.
Great. I did read that already, but if you want to highlight the points.
It was long.
Yeah. No, no.
Talk too much.
That's great. Before I swear you in, I do want to just kind of explain a little bit about this hearing. It's an administrative hearing, and I'm a hearings officer. It's not a court, and I'm not a judge.
Yeah,
the upside of that is the hearings are a little less formal than a courtroom. The downside is that I have very limited discretion.
Mm-hmm.
I can only decide whether the vehicle was towed, whether the vehicle tow was valid or invalid, based on whether the officer who ordered the tow followed all the rules that apply to the tow of the
mm-hmm.
vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike a judge, I can't find that the tow was too expensive or it was unfair. I don't have the authority to make any kind of policy
mm-hmm.
decisions.
Right.
If the officer who ordered the tow followed all the rules, I have to find that the tow is valid, even if there are circumstances that make it unfair. So I just want to let you know that from the beginning. Now I'm going to swear you in. If you could please raise your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, great. Could you please tell me then why you think the officer didn't follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle?
Yeah, so I mean, you read, I was there because I am the program director of a program. We serve refugees teaching English. And one of the early refugees who is involved called me and requested that I She was really distressed. She said that she had just heard gunfire. And I sort of, you know, really? And moments later, I did too. I heard it through the phone. And so I can understand there was just tremendous alarm. And she sort of, you know, asked me, implored me really to come to their house. They live in non-traffic conditions about 15 minutes away. And I asked, has 911 been called? She said, yes. And I'm not sure, I may have called 911 myself, I'm not sure. But anyway, I jumped in the car and headed up to her house. When I got there, I arrived at utter chaos. I mean, there was pandemonium. And there were, conservative estimate, I would say 20 police officers. There was tape. The streets were all cordoned off. There were cameras. There were crews recording the presence of bullets, putting out little tents everywhere. I'm from New York, and when I pulled up, I just stopped where I could stop. And, you know, put my hands like this. The guys, you know, called me out. I got out of the car and I you know, explained, you know, really sorry to be here, but I'm answering a call, and explained quickly what I was doing. I think it was ultimately four of them kind of escorted me to the apartment, which appeared to be actually the hub of what had happened. When I got out of the car, they specifically told me, leave the car where it is. And it was not in the middle of the street, but it was you know, not where you'd obviously want to park a car. But they told me, you know, get in and stay in. And I went into the apartment, sort of consoled them. And there was a lapse of time of, I can only guess, maybe 45 minutes or an hour or something. And I started back outside of the apartment. And officers who were there said, you know, absolutely not, get back in the house. And I said, I'm concerned about the car. Should I, you know, can you allow me to move it? Should I get it out of the street? This was parked not on the street that we were on. It was an intersection, so it was up on 129th, I believe is what the street was. The officers, you know, basically said, no, we're still, you know, this is, we've got to keep it under control and keep you off the street. So I went back in. I went back out again a little bit later and was again told, absolutely not, stay in the house. So ultimately, I stayed in until, my recollection when I wrote this was 4-ish, I'm not sure. But when I went back out, they were gone. And I was surprised to see, so was my car. And the net result then was spending the next 6 hours tracking down where is the car and what has happened and so forth. So it was towed. My best guess is that there was one officer telling another officer, telling another officer, telling another officer, and ultimately the message missed that they had told me to put the car there in the first place. All I was doing what they asked me to do. But I just felt that it was something that, for one thing, I'm very, very poor. I do this work with, you know, a very limited income, and this is a huge, for me, it's almost a quarter of my income, my monthly income that I had to spend. And so I basically wanted to, you know, just ask, please, to be forgiven for the expense. I don't have any problem, and I understand that all of these officers were trying to do their jobs and do a good job of it. It's not that. I just, you know, for, I think, ultimately, some obvious reasons, I just got caught in a situation that caused me an expense that's a real, real hardship. So, and I'm happy to talk about any other details that, you know, I included, and I know I write a lot, I'm happy to include any other details or answer questions about it that maybe come to your mind, but I would just ask you please to understand that I was trying to do the right thing, and the expenses for me is formidable, so.
Okay. Thank you.
The judge who reviewed this dismissed it immediately. He talked with me for however long that was, I don't know, I could guess 15 or 20 minutes. He listened in great detail, but he said this is, you know, he dismissed it immediately, so.
Okay. Well, I do have a few questions that I'd like to ask you, but first, you know, I just want to thank you for the volunteer service that you provide to our community.
Yeah, thanks. Well, they're precious to me, and I was it was, you know, genuinely truly upsetting because I heard the actual gunfire that she was talking about, so it was very, very alarming. So.
Well, thank you for being there. Not everyone would answer their phone in the middle of the night or rush out to help someone
in
need.
Oh, no, I recognize who the calls are coming from.
Great. Well, I just wanted to thank you for that. So I think we're looking kind of at two different pieces.
And first, I think I know where you're going. I think I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just, I think what I'm, anyway, not to jump, I'm asking for an exception is what I'm asking for.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I feel really confident that at the time you parked your vehicle that it was legally parked because you were parking in compliance with an officer's direction.
Yeah.
And so that piece I'm not concerned about, but I do want to ask a few questions to kind of clarify the timeline, because I think the fact that you parked at the direction of an officer is one thing, but I don't know how long that means that you can stay parked there.
And I parked at the direction of probably originally four, another two, and probably another two or three officers, so a total of nine different officers who told me to leave my car alone and get back in the house. That wasn't just one person either telling me something that I didn't obey, or one person somehow not connected to the last person. It was a progression of people who told me, don't leave your car, you know, don't touch your car.
Okay.
And the car was, it's not that it was sort of parked sideways across the street or something, it was to a side, but it was, it was enough, I'm sure, that by the time, I mean, and as I mentioned to you, there was tape everywhere. Mm-hmm. There were officers everywhere. There were police cars parked everywhere. And my car actually looked less chaotic than a lot of the other things that were happening. It's just that once everybody was gone, here's this pregnant pause of a car, you know, parked in the street. So.
Right. Okay. And I'm sure it was a stressful time, but can you recall about what time you arrived at the scene?
I mean, it was still the 30th, so it was before midnight. I think my best answer is no. I can't remember precisely the time, except that I know it was, you know, before midnight. That's the best I can do.
Okay. And you testified that you went outside two times to try to address the vehicle issue, and both times you were told not to.
Yes, and that was over the course of, I think, a couple of hours at least.
And you testified, I know you said that the vehicle was at an intersection. Can you see it from the residence that you were in?
No, it was not actually, it was not at the intersection. It was up, the cross street is where the folks I'm talking about lived in some row apartments, and then 129 is another, I don't know, 50 feet or something, and then up that street. So no, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see anything except the kind of pandemonium, and I frankly was staying away from the windows too. So.
Right. But you could see all the police officers from, okay.
Yeah, many. When I first arrived, they were actually combing for what they were taking pictures of, putting down tents, you know, those little plastic, you know, to mark mm-hmm. numbers. And actually, at one point when they were walking me, they told me to freeze because there was a bullet right next to my shoe. And so I had walked into the middle of, you know, obviously something very complicated. And so I totally respect what their concerns were. There were just a lot of people, a lot of officers doing stuff.
So just to clarify a little more about the timelines, I'm sorry to keep hammering on about
that's
this,
okay.
but I just want to make sure that I'm clear. One of the exhibits, exhibit number 9, provided by the police bureau says or indicates that there was a call in at 12:56.
That did not happen. Not to me. You mean a call to me?
No. There was a call. Someone had called in about your car blocking the street and other vehicles having to swerve around it. So there was a call then, and then the vehicle was towed, it looks like, at about 1:54.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good hour that
yes.
it would have been. It's, I mean, I don't know. It seems like if someone called in about a car blocking the street, that other cars would have to swerve around, that
yes,
probably the police presence had been gone by that time.
Well, I don't know that. But again, where the car was parked, I couldn't see it. The focus was literally her front yard. I mean, that's where stuff occurred. So once they got me inside the apartment, I understand why they were telling me, don't come out, you know, mm-hmm. don't step out into this. But if someone, and I think what you're saying, I didn't look at it carefully, but I think what you're saying is that someone called because the car was, you know, parked in a weird place or in the way. I totally believe that. As I said, that it was parked where the tape was, however. I mean, that's where what they were doing combed that far back into the streets away from where I think the action was, and I just couldn't see what was there. And it, to understand that for me to move my car would have been for me to try to argue with a police officer who was telling, or several police officers who were telling me, you know, don't even come out of the house. So it was, you know, that's a little bit, you know, I mean, at best, that's sort of an awkward situation. I mean, I was genuinely trying to be helpful. I just.
So do you think.
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2 a.m., had you gone outside to try to address your vehicle
yeah.
during that time, and that was
yeah.
still when the police
yeah.
were present, but maybe not around the corner when.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that's a piece of information
they
that
were,
I wasn't really connecting.
I think they were initially further spread out. I think they gradually moved their focus down closer, and also I'm only guessing, but once they had taken pictures, they weren't as there or present, sort of combing the streets.
Okay, so just so I have this clearly for the record, if you had to give your best guess for the two times that the officers told you to go back in the house and leave your car, if you had to guess, what times would you say that occurred approximately?
Probably, you know, something like 45 minutes after I got there, and again, I can only guess that that was, I know it was before midnight, but that, and then probably another hour had elapsed, so 1:30, 1:45, something like that. I honestly was not looking closely at that kind of time.
Okay, when I originally read this, I was thinking that perhaps all of the officers had left the scene and your
no.
vehicle was just kind of sitting out there, perhaps they had left the scene where your vehicle was, but the officers were still present at and around the residence.
That's correct.
Okay.
What you just said is correct. They had, I think, guessing by the way it looked to me like they had already done, and if you look at the time as to when people had ordered tows and stuff like that, it looks to me like that was happening up on 129th, while meanwhile they were still doing stuff down around where I believe, it's my, you know, I wasn't there investigating, but I think it's where the shooting occurred was down closer to the apartment.
Okay. And if you had to guess, I know you had a lot of other things on your mind, but when you did park, how far do you think you were from the curb?
It wasn't parked like a normal curb park, and that actually is what I was asking the officers if they wanted me to do. It was specifically, do you want me to curb park? I mean, I used those words, and they said, absolutely not. You know, don't go back to the car, you know, clear the area, get out of here. There was what I had stopped at where tape crossed the street. In other words, you know, perpendicular to the length of the street, it was where tape had gone across the street, and I just stopped. And what I was asking was, do you want me to pull over or get off to the shoulder or whatever? And it was no, you know, absolutely not. I mean, I think they were right in the middle of, you know, pretty intense stuff. So, as I said, when they asked me, what are you doing? And I explained, they said, let us take you. And as I said, I think it was four different people walked me, you know, kind of surrounding me, walking me to the house. So.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you think I should consider regarding Ms. Toe?
No, I mean, you've done a really good job of asking questions. And you know, I understand, I even understand the argument that if it's a toe that was ordered and they did what they were ordered, that's what was ordered. I get that. I'm just saying that in a similar way, I was trying to do what, not just in my best judgment, but what they told me to do. Mm-hmm. So I was in every place there was an opportunity to follow orders. I was following orders, so.
Great, thank you.
Orders of the policeman.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, I'm really glad that you came in today to provide this testimony. Oh. When I first read what you submitted, I felt bad, but I thought I was going to have to rule against you and find that the toe was valid. Now that I've heard more about the situation, I want to go back and review the city code again and see. I just want to be careful in making this decision, so I don't want to make a rash decision while I'm sitting here.
I understand the, you know, following codes and stuff like that. I get that. I do know what the reaction of the judge was when we talked about it, and he was crystal clear about feeling that this was an unusual situation that merited reconsideration. So,
absolutely.
And in my case, please do, because it's a lot of money for me.
Great. So. Well, I will consider what you've said and what you've submitted very carefully. And I will issue my decision as soon as possible.
Okay.
I have up to two weeks to issue the decision, but I'm going to try to do that more quickly than that.
Okay.
So keep an eye out in the mail for the decision.
Okay.
If I do rule that the toe was invalid, we'll ask you to submit the towing receipt so that a refund can be issued.
Did I give you that already?
I wonder so.
I know I have them. I can't remember if I...
We don't need them right now. There will be detailed instructions in the order if we do need them.
We do?
Okay. It looks like we do have it.
There were two different expenses. One was a $150 fee that I had to pay to move to step B, and then there was 200, whatever it was, for the 235 or something like that for the toe itself. And I have the receipts for both of those things because I was, you know, I hadn't slept all night, and I was struck that, you know, boy, that's a lot of money for trying to do the right thing. So. The effort. I actually don't see it here, but I may have it in one of these manila envelopes, manila folders. I may have my copies of the receipts. I know I do, either here or home.
Okay.
If as long as we receive them, we will give a timeline at the order, and generally it's about 30 days from the date the order goes out. We request you get that to us for processing.
Yeah.
Right.
Could I just mention one other thing?
Sure.
I foresaw that this might be a sort of fallback position for your end, which was that I found three different rules or standards for when you're supposed to respond to the various, you know, the fine and stuff like that. And one said you have to respond in 5 days. One said you have to respond in 10 days. And then I also got advice that you need to respond within a month because of what you're trying to do in terms of going to the court.
Oh, we don't have anything to do with the court.
So I learned.
Yeah, so I learned.
But because of that, I'm sure that I was within 10 days, but I don't think I was within 5 days because I thought that was a mistake. I thought that the 10 thing was actually correct. So there was some there was some kind of weird vagueness about that. When I saw the five, because I saw the five later, when I saw that, I thought, oof, because this happened at whatever, I can't remember what day the 30th was, but I think I didn't actually get the response in until Monday or Tuesday or something like that. But again, you know, mea culpa, but it, you know, if you could, I mean, at least understand I was trying to be responsible. I just,
right. Yeah, we're usually pretty liberal about scheduling hearings with late notice as long as someone has a good reason, and that confusion can be a good reason. Right. So that won't be a barrier. It'll just be the rules about the actual tow of the vehicle.
I know, and, you know.
Great. Well, thank you for being here, and
yeah, thank you for your help.
Keep an eye out for my decision.
Okay,
and
thanks a lot.
Thank you again for the great work that you do. We appreciate it.
It is really great work, and I'm not alone, but it's great work. It's good stuff.
Great. All right. Well, the hearing is now closed.
Pardon?
Oh, the hearing is now closed.